Neil, so I think we did ask, and it was wrong of me not to include it, got carried away. But is there one thing you'd want to do to improve education in our great country?
Well, yes, there is. And education is increasingly driven by statistics, and statistics are widely misinterpreted. So the one thing which I were, if I were sort of instant dictator, the one thing that I would introduce is a requirement that every school senior management team and every school governing body should have someone who is skilled in the art of interpreting and understanding statistics. And I choose my words carefully, the art of interpretation. Statistics is not just doing the arithmetic. And I'd go one step further, actually, in this particular aim. I would require everybody on the senior management team, everybody on the governing body, to read my good friend David Spiegelhalter's excellent book, The Art of Statistics,
Wow.
which has very few numbers in it and an awful lot of good sense about how to interpret the world around you through the medium of statistics.
As
There you
somebody
go.
who did an Open University degree, I remember that sort of how to lie with statistics. I think I mentioned that to you before,
Yeah,
but that was a
they're all
very
apart.
thin volume, only about 90 pages. But for somebody just embarking, as I had, on a sort of degree course, it was just a nice little easy read that always reminds you as you start to dig into some of the data that actually it's a quite complicated business at times.
I
I
was
was
always
always
told that statistics don't answer any question and any give you any answers. They just raise more questions. Brilliant, yeah, I really like that. I was doing a talk just 2 days ago to a ladies' Probus group, a talk with the title Lies, Damned Lies and Statistics. I've done it many times, and one of the ladies came up to me and said, "You didn't write the book, did you?" I said, "Which book do you mean?" She said, "The one by Daryl Huff called How to Lie with Statistics." I said, "No, my name's Neil Sheldon. I didn't write
Well,
the book by Daryl Huff."
actually, that's a really old book, though, now, isn't it? But you can still get it.
Was going to say, you know, I'm old I may be, but not quite old enough to have written Daryl Huff's
Well, thank you very much. Now, I'm sorry I didn't include that in the original chat, and I'll add this to the end of the video. So, thank you.
book. Thanks again.